Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this live Sunday, May 29th, 2022 transmission. If you're a TV viewer, we were just showing you some images. We'll show you some more of the puppet Biden, who is the placeholder for the third Obama unelected administration, grandstanding in Uvalde, Texas, calling for the American people to be armed, and his surrogates calling for repeal of the Second Amendment. That is just some of the news and information we're going to be covering on this live Sunday night broadcast. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to encourage all listeners to realize the way we override the censors is to share the articles, the videos, the live feeds, and to tell everyone you know about the local station that thanks to their great support of freedom that you're able to hear us on. The Russians are winning in Ukraine. The corporate media has tried to lie about that for months, but they are, and now it's being admitted by Zelensky and by Henry Kissinger and by the Pope a few weeks ago. Big developments on that front. I'm going to talk some about what Memorial Day really stands for and means. The big story is something I came in and covered some yesterday in an emergency Saturday broadcast we did, but I want to get more into detail in it tonight, and that is Biden actually preparing to act and firing up old executive orders and provisions that go back to the 60s that were expanded in a very draconian, authoritarian way in 2002 after 9/11 that would allow the president to basically suspend Congress and be a dictator for a period of 6 months at least. And now even the Washington Post, the New York Times ran headlines about emergency powers being prepared to be activated and used for blackouts, cyber attacks, economic collapses. In fact, it says in the executive orders that went unchallenged in 2001 and 2002 by George W. Bush, the corresponding laws to basically fund it, that it could turn this country into a permanent dictatorship. Well, the left has come out when these powers were still there and hated it that Trump had the powers and kept warning that he was going to activate them any minute and set up a dictatorship of the one-party state. But instead, as usual, what they claim you're doing or I'm doing or Trump's doing, any populist, any Christian, any nationalist is doing, whatever they claim we're doing, they're actually doing. So that's a big, big deal. We have the documents. We have the reports. We have the background on it. That's all coming up as well today. We also have a lot of news on the designed implosion of the economy. And even conservative news sites, not just ABC News or CNN, are saying, man, Biden's just an idiot. He didn't know how to get fuel flowing. And he's running out of options to fix this. Running out of options. If I walk over there, there's a light switch on the wall, and if I turn the lights off, there's a master switch, it'll turn the lights off in here. And they go, boy, we just don't know why they went off. We just don't know why we don't have lights in here. When he killed tens of thousands of drilling permits, shut down more than 2,000 pipelines, including the Keystone Pipeline that was completed and ready, would have lowered gas prices, believing what they were under Trump, much less them go up. And then everything else they've done. And so to sit there and act like This is incompetence. He is, again, the biggest fraud around. That's why we're losing. It is a designed world government plan, and they brag about it, saying it's part of a forced transition. Stay with us.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, our amazing investigative journalist and reporter, Greg Reese, always knocks it out of the park. But he put out a report yesterday, How We Can Take Back America, that's only 4 minutes, 19 seconds long. We're going to air that going out to break this segment. Thank you for joining us on this May 29th, Sunday edition. I woke up with an earache this morning, and it's gotten progressively worse. And if I would have known it was going to be hurting this bad, I'm not complaining, just I sound a little off today. I would have had Owen come in and take over for me if I would have known that it would go to ice pick level pain in the last hour. But I ate some Advil right before I went live. It should kick in 30 minutes or so. And I'm going to drink some colloidal silver here in a minute. And we should be peachy king. But that is what's going on. I did some swimming in the creek yesterday with my daughter. And the water's gotten pretty hot. I think I got some bad bacteria in there. No big deal. I put colloidal silver in the ear. Just drank a little bit. Took some Advil, and so everything should be A-OK. But, again, if I sound a little bit distracted, that's what's going on. I haven't had an earache this bad since I was, like, 4 years old. Not fun. Moving on past that, what a world we live in right now. What an incredible thing that's happening. We see humanity waking up on one end of the spectrum, and on the other end of the spectrum, we see the corrupt, out-of-control establishment, these big mega corporations and banks that are monopolies, going absolutely insane that they're losing their control and that they know their financial system built on derivatives, built on Ponzi schemes, built on 1,000-to-1 leveraging of investments is coming to an end. And they want to have us accept that, stuff's coming out of the jungles. That's why you're getting sick. And it's because you're bad and global warming has been caused by humans, supposedly, or climate change, that these new megaviruses are going to come out of the jungle and are going to depopulate you. I have more clips on the news and their own minions at the Davos Group. Bill Gates last week saying, it's your fault that these viruses are appearing because there's too many people and the Earth's warm, and that's why we have COVID-19. Or that's why we have monkeypox, when on record, ladies and gentlemen, we know COVID-19 was man-made in the lab. It's now been confirmed. Congress has had hearings about it, but it gets almost no coverage. And so we sit here with the corporate media telling us we deserve to die, the Earth is mad at us, and it's producing these viruses to kill us, when it's 12 monkey crazy scientists that are doing it. Just wild. We're going to be getting into that coming up later in the hour. I mentioned some of this on the Emergency Saturday show I did yesterday, but I'm going to really drill into it here next segment, because there's not just a dictatorial system that's being set up here in the United States. There's not just a dictatorial system being set up in the European Union or communist China expanding its dictatorial authoritarian system on steroids. It is a global corporate standardization of that tyranny. And after I cover the emergency powers that Biden is activating and taking on to himself, something no president's done previously, real martial law powers being taken out of the vault and being fired up and ready, that is being designed to then link in to the international authoritarianism and the worldwide martial law being set up and prepared for the next lockdown using the fear of a virus and or blaming it on cyber attacks. But first, here's Greg Reese's report.
In Davos, Switzerland, Klaus Schwab and his fellow wannabe tyrants have come out into the open as the arbiters of world government. They are openly calling for world war and the end of national sovereignty. And they openly acknowledge that they must move quickly to be victorious. Many are celebrating the fact that the people of Sri Lanka are rising up against their corrupt politicians, burning their homes and destroying city property. But this is nothing to celebrate. This is exactly what the World Economic Forum is hoping for. They want governments to be destroyed and the people to lose all faith in the nation-state. Their plan is to starve the people into destroying their own governments so they can act as saviors. It is important for Americans to realize that the current administration is not failing at all. They are accomplishing exactly what they set out to do. They did not steal the 2020 election to secure power. They did it to destroy America and destabilize the entire system. And they are rapidly succeeding. The voices calling for violence are as ignorant and mad as they sound. Violence towards who? How will you organize? And who are you going to fight? Your brainwashed sheep neighbors? That is exactly what the globalists want you to do. And if your plan is to wait until they come to your door, then you'll just be a dangerous animal in a cave on someone else's private property. But there are solutions. For example, before passing in March of 2022, the great Jordan Maxwell's last project was to save America from global governance with America 21. America 21's mission is to gut the system of globalist interference and reclaim all of America by 2025. So that we can rebuild our agriculture, production, and energy, and become a self-sufficient nation that serves the people. America 21 is calling for a complete withdrawal from all treaties and influences of the United Nations and World Economic Forum. Washington, D.C. is just a symbol of our old corrupt federal government. The New World leaders are living abroad, and the only way they can control us is through the compliance of our local governments. According to America 21, your focus needs to be where you live, in your county and city. Global governance ultimately depends on your county being taken over. This is where you need to resist now. This is how the United Nations and the globalists have been doing it, and it's the only way to properly reverse it. America 21 has been having success in Montana, and they freely share their working model and support at America21Century.com, such as learning what language to look for in your local governments to detect UN initiatives and protocols being deployed by your local officials. Keywords such as 2030, sustainable development, and carbon neutral. Your local officials have to live with you, and in most cases, will prefer to keep their jobs. Our voting system may be broken, but our elected officials still work for us, and if enough of us come together, we can put the pressure on them to renounce global governance and to serve the will of the people. This is the law of the land. It really is just that simple. But we have to come together and get active. Americans have a choice. We can either take action to purge the system of corrupt politicians and their thugs, or we can stop complaining about them and be good slaves. Reporting for InfoWars, This is Greg Reese.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Total tyranny by successive approximation, by increments. If you look at where the state of human freedom is in the year 2022 versus the year 2000, the world is unrecognizable. I was going off of the big think tanks and the Pentagon and foreign ministries of defense and what they said they were building and what the world would look like. And there were many other scholars more informed than I was when I first got on air 28 years ago that predicted exactly what has happened today. I was never a member of the John Birch Society, but I read many of their books. My father read them. His father read them. My mother's father read them. My grandfather's both were highly informed. And I just grew up hearing all this, and to me, it was just adult table talk. While they're sitting there drinking coffee, and I'm sitting there eating a piece of cake or something, visiting the grandparents. And then as soon as I saw the propaganda in high school and in college and everywhere, I thought, wow, they're really right. America's under attack. This is authoritarianism. I better choose this as my career path to fight it. Because surely when Americans find out about this and others, they're not going to want to live in a cashless society, world government, where the family is outlawed, where they give you forced injections. Everything I talked about and put in dozens of films and discussed on air thousands of times exactly has happened, again, not because I am the sharpest knife in the drawer. But I can certainly recognize when I read books by Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski and David Rockefeller and John P. Holdren, and the list goes on, and then I see stuff they wrote about 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, exactly being implemented as they said they would, it's incredibly frustrating. So I noticed on Friday and Saturday when we did reports on this, they got picked up on a bunch of different platforms, and the left attacked and said, Jones is always saying we're going to have martial law. Jones is always saying we're going to, have vaccine lockdowns and vaccine passports tied to carbon taxes and social credit scores. That's all now been announced. I have the videos. I have the announcements. Here it is. Davos reveals building blocks for green social credit score to tax and track and control everywhere you go and what you do. And they talk about locking you in your house with the metaverse and making you telecommute for the earth. Told you that was coming. Have those articles with videos today. So if you think Alex Jones was right before, get ready. Alex Jones is really going to be right because I'm not right. It's like a signpost when you're driving north from Austin up to Dallas on I-35, and it says Waco, 108 miles away. And in 108 miles, you're in Waco. And then it says Dallas, 97 miles away when you get north of Waco. And in 97 miles, just like clockwork, there's the Dallas city limits. Right when your digital odometer says so, right when the Google Map says so, boom, there it is. And so again, that's my frustration. This New World Order takeover is as precision as GPS. It is as precision as a guided missile. It is as precision as it gets as a surgeon. So of course everything I talk about is going to come true. Because it's their world. They stole it. They run it. And they're telling us we are exempt. We are non-essential. We are exempt from the future. We do not have a place in it. And so here's the big issue. I really should go back to my earlier work, harping on executive orders and plans for shadow government takeover and martial law and suspension of Congress and the states, because they didn't put all those powers in there because they didn't want them. They were just building towards the day when they would be able to implement those. And so the training wheels on the little bicycle of tyranny in the last 28, 9 months, longer than that now, almost 30 months, the training wheels was the lockdowns, was the QR codes, was the vaccine passports in their own admissions, all over the news now, and the design breakdown of society. And so when you see New York Times, Washington Post, and hundreds of other publications last week say, oh, Biden has the martial law powers to suspend Congress, and he's looking at those in case there's a war with Russia or other event like a financial collapse or any other crisis, like hackers turning the power off. Well, you know who wants to train you in the transition, but the old power systems don't work. And who wants to get total control? Who wants to bankrupt you so they can, again, dictate the terms of all of our surrender? And so that's why all these establishment publications have been telling you white supremacists are going to start shooting everybody. There's going to be a civil war, black on white, white on black. New viruses are going to kill you because you were bad and the jungles are hotter. Not that they made weapons in a lab and released them. And even the Brennan Center for Justice, one of the most respected out there with the Justice Department, presidential emergency action documents, or executive orders, proclamations and messages to Congress that are prepared in anticipation of a range of emergencies and scenarios. Here's Atlantic Monthly from 2 years ago. The alarming scope of the president's emergency powers, from seizing control of the internet to declaring martial law, President Trump may legally do all these extraordinary things. The globalists put these powers in place that are illegitimate. They got scared Trump might use them to get rid of them. Trump didn't. Many people, like myself and others, said it would be a trap if he did. He was certainly thinking about it. That came out in the news. But they now are getting, oh, these powers are good now. Not good for Trump, but good for us. I don't think good for Trump. I don't think good for the globalists. I don't think good for anybody. There's one independent on it. It's all being laid out, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go over it more in the next segment. Gateway Pundit wrote about it. InfoWars wrote about it last week. Documents reveal secret U.S. plans for apocalyptic scenarios when president may activate wartime powers for national emergencies and suspend Congress for up to 6 months. Here's MSN reporting on it. Here's our reports on it. Here's the New York Times document shed light on secret U.S. plans for apocalyptic scenarios. It's all there, ladies and gentlemen. But the big issue is, you might have a TV dinner in the freezer, but when you get it out and you unwrap it, and you turn the oven on and you stick that steak dinner with potatoes or whatever it is into the oven, you're now going to eat it. And that's the issue, is that they're firing this up everywhere and sending out signals that it's about to happen 163 days off from the election. So we better have a discussion about what scenarios will the deep state execute or provocateur so the climate is right for them to pull this, because they know they politically lost. Now they want to overturn the table. InfoWars.com. We'll tell you what's coming next. Stay with us.
Black. Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Molon Labe by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon and the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of "Come and take it," and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription "Free men bear arms." Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your founding member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Preparations for full-on martial law. Everything else has been training you just to accept these concepts and ideas. They now admit that. The Davos Group last week called for nations to all prepare new lockdowns and new forms of medical martial law ahead of the economic collapse that they have already engineered. But they need to pose as the saviors during that and get you to accept their new system, the global cashless programmable token. It'll be the social credit score, the carbon tax, and the system to absolutely dominate every facet of life and set up economies that are absolutely unfair, bankrupting almost everyone for you on a universal basic income so they can dominate your life to an even greater degree. But here is a great example of fighting back. We designed this coin more than 6 months ago, made right here in America. It was delivered last Monday. We've already sold out of half the coins, so it's selling faster than the first two in the founding member series. George Washington slaying the dragon, death to tyrants, the Tree of Liberty coin, and now the come and take it, free men bear arms coin, Second Amendment coin. Perfect timing with the attack on the Second Amendment right now. Here's the one-minute ad.
Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Milan le Bay by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon in the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of Come and Take It, and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription Free Men Bear Arms. Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your founding member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
That's right. And just like PBS does fundraiser drives, but they're given billions by the Rockefeller Foundation and others, we're given none of that money by the globalists or, you know, those types. They'll sell a coffee cup for 5, 10, 20 times what it's worth, but you know that you're somebody that's funding the operation. Well, this is sold for about 3.5 to 4 times what the silver's worth, because it's a historical memento of being involved in the fight and funding the tip of the spear, and it's got great collector value, obviously. It's amazing, and it keeps us fighting harder than ever. So there's only one coin in the set left, and if we're able to stay on air, which I believe we'll be able to, then all the founding member folks that put their email in when they bought the coin, or one of the coins, or all the coins, at 1776coin.com, you will then get not just special promo codes, where you'll save the money instantly on products at InfoWarsTour.com, but we're making more films. We're producing more special reports. We're planning a lot of new stuff that's a few months behind because all this has been going on, but it's all been diligently prepared. Founding members will get exclusive access and all of this free stuff for helping us stay on air and build more infrastructure and be more redundant. So be part of history. I want to thank those of you that got the coins. It's your last chance to be part of it. Only three in the set. This is the last one. It'll be sold out in just a few days. 1776coin.com, the Molon Labe. Come and take it, Free Men Bear Arms coin. And finally, we're running the Memorial Day Mega Sale, biggest sale of the year so far, double Patriot points at 60% off on Alpha Power, Brain Force Ultra, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, Immune Support, Whole Food Multivitamin, Hair and Beard Support, all Dr. Jones Natural Products, the toothpaste, the Top Brain, the Cobbett Shell, the Primal Youth, the Rocket Rest. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Thank you for keeping us on air. All right, let me just get back to this. We know these martial law provisions are there. We know these powers to suspend Congress that are totally unconstitutional are there. No president has ever dared use these. Corporate media, establishment media, is saying the main enemy of the government, the American people, is white people and conservatives and those that question lockdowns and those that question open borders and those that question fraudulent elections. And you add all the other propaganda that, oh, power outages are imminent, hackers are going to hit, EMPs are going to hit, nuclear war is about to happen. You add all that together, it tells you that they're preparing and are postulating that they may be able to actually pull this off and get away with it. And why would a desperate globalist elite do this? Because they're desperate. The whole world's turning against them. Everywhere they're being reversed in elections. They had to steal the election here. There's a global political awakening and realignment happening, not just a landslide. And so this is absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, a very serious danger. And we should be asking ourselves, what is it we're going to do to stop this Leviathan, this spider, this hydra of tyranny, being able to pull this off? And we'll be discussing this throughout the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. this week. on the InfoWars Network. I know that Harrison Smith, weekday mornings, 8 a.m., with American Journal will be. I know that Owen Schroyer with the War Room will be discussing it, 3 p.m. Central. He'll be hosting 2 hours tonight, Sunday Live, from 6 to 8 p.m. Central. But we're able to get people looking at the world government COVID treaty. This broadcast was essential in the last 6 months, really exposing this and finally making it break into mainstream news. You did that. You spread the word. You did a great job. And we've got to be essential again in exposing why are they trying to green light Biden using dictatorial powers? Because he's just a puppet. He'll get the blame. But the establishment will be able to continue to destabilize the country and the world and keep power over people. So they're preparing it. They're massaging the public's mind and preparing the ground for it to happen. We need to have a serious discussion about this. And Congress needs to talk about it. Governors need to talk about it. Pastors, corporate leaders, individuals, we all need to be discussing this and putting this front and center. And remember, when you bring this up and say, hey, I'm concerned that you're out there saying Biden may do this and Biden's looking at doing this for, quote, even an financial emergency, they're going to say, how dare you question that? But I just showed you last segment the Brennan Center, very respected, hooked into the Justice Department, laying out these powers and saying they're dangerous. And then we have this stack of news. Here's the Atlantic. Again, the alarming scope of the president's emergency powers. From seizing control of the internet, declaring martial law, President Trump may legally do all kinds of extraordinary things. And the article goes through it, but just imagine the name Biden when you're hearing about Trump. Documents reveal secret U.S. plans for apocalyptic scenarios when the president may activate wartime powers for national security emergencies and even suspend Congress. That's in this MSM article going back to 1970. And boy, is it pertinent and important. Today, here's the current latest article from a few days ago on May 26th. The New York Times, the Washington Post, another big one as well. So we've covered that information. But I'm telling you, we're going to be drilling through the executive orders. We're going to be reading them. We're going to be covering them this week on the weekday show and trying to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere to have a serious discussion about this before they launch the pretext for it. We should be debating and discussing and brainstorming and wargaming. What is the pretext of that going to be? Absolutely beyond essential. Now, when we come back, I don't like the fact that Putin invaded Ukraine, and I've said that since day one. But I understand why Putin did. Even the Pope came out and said NATO started the fight, overthrew their government. The Ukrainian government 8 years ago was attacking Russian-held areas, but the corporate media is spinning things and acting like the Russians have been losing. They've not been losing, and now they're finally admitting that. What does that portend, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side? This is a big, big deal, and we also have major governments around the world saying jail time for disinformation. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Molon Labe by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon in the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of Come and Take It, and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription Free Men Bear Arms. Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your Founding Member coin.
hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
In October of last year, months before the invasion, I predicted it. How did I do that?
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I want to teach you how I'm able to predict it. The globalists don't hide any of this. When you know the signs, you know the future. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the clip from October of last year, a full 5 months before the Russians launched the invasion. But we're looking at a giant war in February right now. Currently, that's the projections with the top people on the earth who claim they're not with the New World Order Combine. Is war in February. And this is the type of time, like right before World War I, right before World War II, when everything kicks off. And I hope that doesn't happen. But currently, that is the trajectory we're on. And there is a consensus on that. Now, I didn't just have sources. I could also see the pre-programming from Russia and from the West, what was going to happen. And I could see it 2 weeks ago. Wasn't hard to say. When the Pope, who's a total New World Order globalist, came out and said, okay, NATO started the fight 8 years ago. They overthrew the elected president. They've been attacking Russian-held areas on the eastern border of Ukraine with Russia. This needs to stop. And that means that the West pumped tens of billions of dollars of weapons in there, had U.S. Special Forces and EU Special Forces directing attacks on the Russians, and they did kill probably 30, 40,000 Russians is a low estimate. And the Russians aren't quitting. And the Russians, it turns out, which is an old dirty move to do, put in their conscripts first to sap up the weapons and kill the enemy's best troops, and now the Russians are pouring their better troops in, and it is curtains for Zelensky and others. That's why Zelensky came out and said, okay, I need to talk to Putin. We need to stop this. This needs to end now, because all those cities on the eastern border with Russia that were moving weapons in and that were ethnically exterminating Russians, who are basically half the population of Ukraine, and Russia was founded in Ukraine, folks, on record, the Russians are taking the key railways, the key ports, and it looks like they're going to take about 20% in a buffer zone along the southern border on the Black Sea, up around to the east with Russia, and then to the north with Belarus, and to have a zone, a buffer zone, so that NATO and the West cannot continue to run this proxy war. And so that's what Putin said when he invaded he was doing. He said it was a police action. Russia believes they could never absorb all of Ukraine. That would be like the Russians trying to absorb and take over the U.S. People are going to fight back, just like we couldn't beat the Vietnamese. The Russians would lose. But in areas that are 95% Russian, and key roads and key ports and key railways, the Russians are winning big time. They've been winning the whole time, but at huge losses. So the question is, what's going to come out of this now? Henry Kissinger came out on Thursday and said, it's time to make a deal. It's time to give Russia part of Ukraine. And then they didn't get their messaging straight on Ukrainian TV, and they called him a traitor and an enemy of the Ukrainians. Because if you say that as a Ukrainian citizen who's either mixed Russian, Germanic, because that's what it is, Slavic, Germanic mix, or whether you're pure German or Germanic, or whether you're pure Russian, you get arrested. And Associated Press is like, look, they're arresting women and men at their houses because they said we need a peace deal. So now when Henry Kissinger says we need peace, we need to stop this, oh my gosh, he needs to be arrested too, when it's Henry Kissinger's one of the top globalists. They are losing. They know they are losing, and they don't know what to do. Zelensky signals Donbass could soon fall. Incredibly difficult Russian onslaught. In stunning shift, Washington Post admits catastrophic conditions, collapsing morale of Ukraine frontline forces. Here's the article. Are Russians' gains in East Ukraine turning the tide of the war? And they admit it, it is. Ukrainian volunteer fighters in the East feel abandoned. Ukraine needs to face reality and talk to Putin, Zelensky says, 2 days after Kissinger says it. So that is a big, big deal. And notice, it's like a light switch got flipped off 2 weeks ago. Right when the Pope said that, I said, this is the end, folks. They're getting ready to make a deal and give over part of Ukraine to the Russians. Light switch is flipped, and we go from COVID to Ukraine to monkeypox. COVID to Ukraine to monkeypox. And people aren't buying the monkeypox either. So what are they going to do next? Well, they're saying imminent cyber attacks, imminent power outages. Because, see, this is bigger than COVID, or bigger than monkeypox, or bigger than Ukraine, bigger than Russia, bigger than America, bigger than Mexico, bigger than Germany, bigger than Japan, bigger than Chile, bigger than South Africa, bigger than Zimbabwe. It's a global group of corporations sitting back thinking, what new scam, what new crisis can we run to consolidate power and control and bring in our world ID and cover up that it's us behind the financial collapse and the inflation? So that's why this is so huge. That's why we've got to really be thinking about it, because none of this is working for the New World Order. Putin came out with Lavrov, their foreign minister, today, and said to the UN, the Western establishment is dead. We've got the article right here. Their people don't believe in them. We don't want to dominate the world. We want a new world order based on mutual working with other nations and based on not selling weapons, but based on commerce. And we want to have a debate at the UN. And they're asking the UN to have a debate about that on a new world order. Saying to the New World Order, the globalist system, you have basically lost. We want to have a peace deal with you. Now, whether you believe that's going to happen or not, what incredible developments that is in the Russian news and is in the UN news, but you go around the U.S. news, zero, zero coverage of these massive debates and discussions that are happening. Because they don't want a new world order of peace and justice and freedom. They want a new world order of a cashless society, permanent collapse, world government, world ID card. And that leads me to this. I'm a little bit behind. I was going to hit Second Amendment when we start the next hour, but I'm going to do that at 15 after now. And in the first couple segments of hour one, I'm going to hit the rest of the story on this, because we've got these clips, so many of them, but some we haven't gotten to, from the last week's meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, of the World Economic Forum, now in public command of the UN. The UN signed a treaty 2 weeks ago saying, oh, we take orders, basically. We've merged with the World Economic Forum, this shadowy mouthpiece of the Bilderberg Group. So we've got those clips and so much more coming up on that front as well. But like I said, we're going to be opening the phones up throughout the week on this. We have a bunch of special guests on it. This is a big deal. But it has been announced by the World Economic Forum, the global ID, based on the global vaccine passport. And people are really asking all over Twitter. I see it. People send it to me like, Jones is one of them. How did he know they would announce it with the social credit score through the vaccine passport, a carbon tax, and a universal basic income? How the hell did he know that? Because they've been writing books and white papers and saying it. And over a year ago, the World Economic Forum put out promo videos saying you'll pay a carbon tax to be on an airline. You'll have to have a global ID to travel. It'll be a vaccine passport. It'll be a green carbon tax. And there'll be a social credit score tied to your universal basic income to make sure you behave right. They put out damn press releases. And so I'd love to sit up here and go, I'm the great... Who was that character Johnny Carson had? The great Karnak. And he would, like, hold up letters from listeners, and guess what they were? And he would wear, like, a big purple turban on his head. This is not Grand Karnak. And that's why I keep hammering that I want our governors and legislatures and general public to figure out who the globalists are, how they're the real enemy, identify them, and once people, again, know they're the ones causing most of the problems, that will really fix a lot of humanity's issues once we look at special corporate interest and how they're manipulating governments. So that's all in hour number two today, that Owen Schroyer, in 1 hour, takes over. He's going to cover Dems exploiting the tragedy to distract from the economic collapse they've engineered under the Great Reset, the rage at the NRA convention, some of those incredible clips and phone calls with Owen Schroyer. And they only have 6 minutes of ads an hour, only local ads. See, that's how radio and TV works. The stations in the old models were still on that. They get half the ads. Well, we just give the stations their ads on Sunday Live, and I'm planning to move to that model soon on my own shows. We have less ads every hour. Regardless, hour number two straight ahead. Please tell folks tune in now. That's how we override the censors. That's how we achieve victory. Stay with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.